This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, we have been dying to have Star Trek-type medicine and Star Trek-type gadgets in our hands now in the year 2018. I mean, if we could do what they did back in the 60s on television when it comes to medicine, we're going to think that we're pretty cool. Okay? Isn't that crazy? We want to be the way things appeared to be 50-some years ago, now, today. All this futuristic stuff. Well, we're getting closer and closer. But one of the biggest revolutionary advances that I have now seen come across my studio in terms of medicine is the Tamp Liner, which is a leak-free tampon. Now, some of you men are going to be like, tampon? Nah, I don't need that. That's not exciting. But for us women, we're like, oh, hell yeah, that makes sense. Okay? I guess tampons were invented back in 1936. I gave you guys the history of tampons years ago, didn't I? Okay, let me see if I can pull that up. I thought I even wrote a piece on that, the absorbent piece of the history of tampons. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. But anyway, as you know, tampons are absorbent material that you could put inside a vagina during a period so that you don't leak all over your underwear or dress or zoot suit or whatever you were wearing at the time. And it was created by a gynecologist with over 30 years this current one. Okay, but we'll talk about that. Anyway, tampons were invented back in the 30s. But currently, British Femcare brand Callalie invented what's known as the Tamp Liner with an innovative design eliminating the need to combine panty liners and tampons. You could insert the tampon, but the product is fitted with a soft mini liner, so it allows extra security without having the bulkiness of a big maxi pad. The item also features a virtual applicator, because everything now has that virtual reality, and I know it gets connected to an app. Anyway, this virtual applicator joins the tampon and mini liner together, and it's worn inside your body, and the tamp liner is then perfectly fitted. All right. The virtual applicator is made of a medical-grade breathable membrane, which keeps your finger clean during the insertion. Then it neatly wraps the used tampon upon removal. They need something like this for dog poo. You know, because I hate cleaning up the dog poo, it's getting my hands dirty. They say the average woman is going to use 11,000 tampons in her lifetime. And over a quarter of the women will be unsatisfied with their tampon. I don't think anybody's ever surveyed me. Dr. Wax, yep. Are you satisfied with your tampon? No, I'm not. I mean, I guess it's satisfying. I mean, it does its job. It's pretty. It looks, all right. So, women get their periods. And apparently, these tamp liners, I believe, are going to cost close to $12 a month. Now, you're only supposed to need, like, a box a month, I guess. And these are sterilized. Even though there's no law that tampons need to be sterilized, tampons do not have to be sterile. Because remember, the vagina has bacteria, and it's a hostile environment. We talked about the vagina being a hostile environment. Mine's really hostile, let me tell you. Oh, my gosh. My husband comes near it. It's like, get away. Anyway, the hostile environment does not allow a lot of bacteria to thrive. We still don't want to insert any bacteria into the vagina. We don't want any chlamydia. We don't want any gonorrhea. We don't want viruses to get up in there because, you know, you can get infected. But for the most part, a cotton applicator that hasn't been sterilized, a plastic applicator, usually won't introduce an infection. Alex Hui, chief medical officer and co-founder, explains that over the decades of treating my patients, he has over 30 years experience being a gynecologist, I heard repeated stories about the inadequacy of their period products. So many women wore tampons, didn't trust them, and wore liners at the same time. Now, I know some of you are like, well, where's the app? I don't know if there's an app associated with this. I really don't. Although I could see where that could be useful. For those of you that want to make money, develop an app where a woman gets told that her tampon is oversaturated and it dings on her Apple iWatch in the middle of a business meeting, so she has to run and change it. That would be a really good app. All right. So the history of tampons. All right. There is historical evidence, the earliest, in ancient Egyptian medical records, that they used tampons comprised of papyrus plant. By 5th century BC, Greek women used lint wrapped around a small piece of wood, according to Hippocrates. The Romans used wool. Other materials have been wool, paper, vegetable fibers, sponges, grass, and cotton. But Dr. Earl Haas, back in 1929, patented and invented the modern-day tampon. He came up with the idea during a trip out to California when a friend told him how she was unable to improvise a more comfortable and effective alternative to the bulky external pads. Oh, I hate that because everybody could see them from behind. Like when you're standing in church or temple and you have a... I mean, everybody could see. It's horrible. Anyway, apparently she gave him the idea. She said, why can't we insert a piece of sponge on the inside? And doctors were using plugs of cotton to, you know, already, you know, for other sorts of medical issues. So they were like, why don't we compress cotton? Because it'll absorb just as well. So he experimented, and then he settled on a design that had a tightly bound strip of absorbent cotton attached to a string, because you got to take it out. And to keep the tampon clean, the cotton came with an applicator tube that extended the push to put the cotton in there. Then he got his patent November 19, 1931, originally described it as a catamenial device, which I guess is the Greek word for monthly. And then the product came Tampax for tampon and vaginal packs. It was trademarked and then later sold to businesswoman Gertrude Trendick for $32,000. She would then form the Tampax Company and begin mass production, and Tampax ended up being on the shelves by 1949. Very cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements settlements and other favorable programs, you may qualify for substantial savings. So get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really tuning in. Are you guys tuning in? Are you going to bed? Are you already going to bed? Thank you for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys are excited about the Olympics coming up? I am. I like the Winter Olympics. I mean, to me, I think the Winter Olympics is a little bit more exciting. Well, I don't know. I the Summer Olympics are cool because I like the gymnastics. I like watching the gymnastics. I like watching track and field. I like the decathlon. I like the boating and the rowing. So I guess, All right, but then, the Winter Olympics, I like looking at snow. I live in Las Vegas, so we don't see a lot of snow. Well, unfortunately, the Winter Olympics comes during flu season and during, infection season. And we're being told that now multiple guards for the Olympics have gotten sick with norovirus before the opening ceremony. More than 40 security guards have fallen ill with the stomach bug, according to the Washington Post. In an effort to stop the spread of the virus, more than 1,200 people have been quarantined while they are tested for the disease, according to the Post. It is a highly contagious stomach virus that causes diarrhea and vomiting, is notorious for spreading easily in close-quarter events, such as Olympic Village. Now, this is being reported by Life Science. We've seen this on cruise ships, we've seen it at conventions, and it's because when you vomit, if people have their hands, they touch something that might have been touched by somebody's vomit, or they didn't clean up their butt very well, you could very easily pick up norovirus. It spreads very easily. Dr. Amish Adalija, a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security in Baltimore, told Life Science that people may vomit in places they normally wouldn't, so then virus particles could be spread to areas that a lot of people wouldn't touch. And these particles can survive for days outside the body. They say coming into contact with as few as 18 norovirus particles can make a person ill, according to the CDC. And then once infected, then you could turn around and shed billions of these particles, because that's how viruses work. Viruses make your body turn around and make more of them. So the Pyeongchang Organization Committee is investigating the source of the virus and how it spread, according to the Washington Post. We do not believe this is an act of terrorism. The security guards who fell ill were all staying at a youth center in the mountains near Pyeongchang, according to the Washington Post. So that's not good. Apparently South Korean authorities have deployed 900 military personnel. See, I want to just say the number. I would probably say, make it act like there's thousands, okay? Because, you know, you can see terrorists are probably like, okay, well, 900, so you take those 50, you take those 50, okay? I don't know if I would, you know, but 900 are a lot. They are going to work across 20 venues, okay? And there are, I don't know how many other venues there are, but anyway. Now, in terms of cooking and food for the general consumption, for people visiting the Olympics and hanging out, and what the Olympians are going to eat, those have been tested for norovirus. Didn't a bunch of people get sick in Rio? Didn't that happen also? Didn't a bunch of them get sick? They claim people got sick on the water and all that, so that's not good. So they need to kind of get their act together. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Philadelphia's in the news, all right? One, because the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Boy, are they happy. And but also Philly's in the news because they are going to be the first city to allow drug users to shoot up in a medically supervised facility. We talked about this last week. And we have some new data where the city overdose-related death numbers peaked to about 1,200. Now, I live in Las Vegas, and I believe Nevada had 400. So we have a city larger, right, than Pennsylvania. However, the with Philly and their more populous cities, 1,200 people a year dying from overdose-related deaths. City officials want to cut down on the overdoses and deaths. Right? Why? Or how? By? Well, let's have an injection site where we have medically trained personnel. In case you overdose, we could treat you. Will the average person shooting up want to go to one of these facilities? Probably not. We'll talk about that. All right. And apparently these injection sites do not need city council approval because they're going to be privately run. The sites would give drug addicts a safe haven to shoot up and would offer sterile injection equipment, including needles and naloxone. It would also give referrals to treatment centers, social service clinics, and wound care facilities, which is extremely important because a lot of people that do shoot up, they have other sorts of issues, dermatitis. Many start to pick, like heroin addicts will pick, meth addicts also will pick at themselves, so it'll look like they have acne. And it's a very interesting sort of push where what you're doing is rather than pushing against this momentum, you're going with the flow. And sometimes going with the flow may allow you to control it a little bit more. Seattle and upstate New York have also been mulling over similar measures, but apparently there's a lot of legal and bureaucratic hurdles. Canada and Europe have offered similar types of facilities in the past few decades. But Philly thinks that this could be, you know, very groundbreaking for their constituents. It's called a life-saving plan. Does face several layers of opposition, including the federal government, because what you're doing is you're allowing an illegal act to be done on a premises. Okay? But how do we do this where we don't look like we're saying shooting up is illegal? shooting up drugs is illegal. So how do you have a facility on federal land that allows that to happen, even if it's privately owned? So they say that the city's decision to permit supervised drug usage is kind of a very similar sort of stand against federal government restrictions like legalizing marijuana is. States are legalizing it, even though the federal government says it's illegal currently. And I don't think the federal government is ready to change that yet. I mean, if I was the federal government, let's just take a step back with marijuana. If I was the federal government, and even though I am for legalizing marijuana, I am for legalizing marijuana a lot slower than we've been doing it. And the reason being is once you do anything very grandiose when it comes to legislation, we all of a sudden see the ramifications and go, oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, I didn't think about that. Right? This is what we're now dealing with vaping. You know? All right, good. We got people to quit smoking, but now we have an obesity epidemic, and now we're going to start having a vaping epidemic. Same thing with the opioid crisis. We're trying so hard in my state to stop the 400 overdose deaths, which is 400 too many. I want to stop the 400, but we're affecting millions of people affecting their pain medications such that they may be going to heroin or marijuana. Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, businesses could be sued if they don't have enough staff for the doctors to follow the law. And then everyone's like, oh, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that. And nobody thinks about it until the ramifications of the law. So same thing with marijuana. Now, kids, and mark my words, by the end of this decade, which is coming up super fast, the number one drug in schools in the states where marijuana is legal is going to be marijuana. These kids, they don't, why go to a cigarette? Why smoke a cigarette? You could smoke marijuana. Well, you're not supposed to smoke a cigarette if you're under 18, and marijuana you're not supposed to. So what's the point? They might as well get a high. And we are seeing marijuana use in high schools skyrocket. That's a problem. That's a big problem. So if I was the federal government, I would probably wait and see, like we're doing, allow there to be studies, because the reason why I want a marijuana legalized is so we could study it. Okay, I want to know if marijuana is medicinal. And we've been so afraid to study it because it's been federally illegal that we don't know. There could be extracts. There could be, I think we're finding there's a lot of things we could use therapeutically when it comes to marijuana. But we haven't been. And now we could study it. Now we could say, well, people who have been on it for years don't seem to get diabetes, or they don't seem to get Parkinson's or whatever. We can now study it, and which I think is very beneficial. The only thing is we should, as we're legalizing it, have the infrastructure in place for how do we tell if somebody's driving under the influence? How do we keep this away from the kids? You know, who are we selling this to? You know, are we making it that easy for people to buy? You know, but instead, while and some people can say, well, my state is being very methodical. California's trying to be methodical. Yeah, but at the same time, you guys are restricting opioids. So now you're pushing a huge demand, and we're going to start getting a chaotic sort of picture. We already have states running out of marijuana. They don't have enough supply for the demand. So we didn't logistically think things through. So if the federal government is waiting to legalize marijuana, I don't think that's the biggest deal in the world, because some people can get it from certain states, and you know, we could already slowly start studying it to the degree that we need to. But my guess is the pendulum is going to have to swing back, because we are going to have a huge marijuana use epidemic. Huge. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So fighting the opioid crisis has been a major headline over the past, actually probably now for the past year, as we are trying to figure out how to curb the opioid epidemic while at the same time not affecting people's ability to get pain medications. And from what I'm being seen almost on a daily basis, people are having a harder time getting their pain medications. We were talking about in Philadelphia, these safe injection sites, which I think, you know, good for Philly, you know, not only for winning the Super Bowl, congrats to them, but good for Philly on, you know, trying to, you know, change things up a little bit and provide safe places for people to shoot up. But what a lot of people don't realize is the high that people get from their opioid, okay, is so euphoric that nobody wants to lose that ability or have it interfered with. And sometimes the amount of money and the amount of effort it takes to get the opioid, to allow that high, is so cumbersome that the average person is not going to want a medical facility to interfere with that high. We talked about how many cops don't, you know, want to give the naloxone and the reverse drug, the antidote for respiratory depression that can happen with opioids, because when the person starts to come to, they get very combative because they were in euphoria or they were in a sleep. And now we reverse the effect of the narcotic, and they could slowly start going back into withdrawal or back into their funk. And so is the average person going to want to be in a medical facility where while they get to be in their la-la land, somebody could say, nah, 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 let's reverse it. So now, some people may like the idea of getting their needles. Some, if the facility assures them that we are not going to mess with your high, right, and that fear of losing your high seems to, you know, dispel in terms of, you know, rumor, and people say, okay, then good. I can, you know, go in there and do what I need to. Then maybe these things will work. But the euphoria that narcotics give you is like none other, which is why it is one of the most highly used and highly addictive drugs. Now, some people say, well, I thought cocaine or meth or speed is more addictive. It all depends on what your, you know, what your pleasure is. If you are tired, fatigued, if you want the energy boost and want that hyper feeling and that, you know, where I want to be just, I don't know, Speedy Gonzalez, you are going to, once you start using cocaine and meth, want more and more. But you have other people that really, really like the feeling of the opiates. And, I mean, you could like both, I guess. And, the opioids are a legal way to get that high. It's very difficult to get cocaine and methamphetamine legally. I don't think you can anywhere. Yet you could get a Lortab or a Vicodin very easily. So more people have tried opiates than meth or cocaine. And once you try it, you're like, okay, that feels good. Now, the average person knows not to go there. We know that just because something feels good doesn't mean you do it all the time. Sex feels good, but you gotta go to work. Sex with another person seems exciting, but we aren't gonna do it because we're in a relationship. Chocolate cake looks good, but we're not gonna eat it three times a day. So the average person has will control and willpower, self-control and willpower. So they know not to. And we get to benefit because if we don't have chocolate cake, do we really go through a withdrawal? If there's no chocolate cake in the house, fine, you'll eat something else. If there's no pretty blonde or gorgeous hunk out there to have sex with, so it's fine, no big deal. I'll watch a movie, okay? Yet, with opioids, if you're hooked, or, you know, any sort of drug, you will go through withdrawal. And it will be painful and it'll hurt. And I mean, I guess you could go through withdrawal from chocolate. I guess you could go through withdrawal from caffeine. But, you know, for the most part, these drugs, the withdrawal is so vicious. In fact, if you withdraw from alcohol, you could seize and die. If you withdraw from Valium and benzodiazepines, you could seize and die. So in order to combat any sort of epidemic of opioids or drugs, etc., we need to really understand what addiction is, why people get started, why people like it, and why you can't just go after who you could go after. So, like, for example, when it comes to narcotics, which we've seen, okay, we are going after the doctors, the family doctors, the internal medicine doctors in some states like mine in Nevada, and we are telling them they're going to be penalized if they write a prescription without following protocol. That's nice that it may decrease some of the legal narcotics being prescribed and circulated out there and then converted illegally. But that's the wrong place to attack. especially since we're now hurting a bunch of innocent people. And these innocent people who go, look, you know, I got neuropathy, I got, you know, injuries from my tour, I need this medication to function. That, why can't I get this medication? Well, I can't give it to you because I could get in trouble with the state board. Why? Well, because 400 people died, you know, last year. There's like, you know, 400 people in your waiting room in pain. We're not going to overdose. We're just taking this for our pain. Oh, well, because, you know, and again, and the big question everybody has, which I'm hearing rumors of, and I don't have anything that I could officially say on air, is many of these 400 people did not die of taking their family doctor's Vicodin prescription or Tylenol with codeine or cough syrup. Okay? Many of them, you know, died from other sorts of overdose opioid-related means. But where the argument is somebody addicted to heroin might have started from the prescription that the family doc gave them. And that's what we need to study. We are fighting a problem we haven't even studied. So the study that has to be done is if we look at everybody that overdosed, okay, and died, or who are overdosing and not dying, although they say once you overdose, you have a really good chance of dying later that year. What we need to do is look at them and go, look, how did you get started on, let's say if the majority of them died because of heroin. How did you get started on heroin? Were you just a simple, happy-go-lucky kid in high school that had his wisdom teeth taken out? You got a narcotic from your dentist and it all went downhill from there? Or were you doing drugs and then you tried this? And if we find out that 90% of these overdose deaths were people that were shooting up and doing drugs, and it wasn't that they were given a prescription by a doctor and got hooked, then going after the doctors are only going to deal with 10% of the problem. So, it's, you know what? People need to get elected, so they need to look like they're doing something. And this makes it look like they're doing something and fighting the opioid epidemic. They're not fighting the opioid epidemic. You know, they just make a lot of people mad. And, you know, we need to be smart about it because my guess is the numbers of people are going to rise that are going to die. Because this anxiety of, oh my gosh, I can't get the medication. You know what? Maybe I'll start loading up on some pills, storing up more. See, because before, you'd go get a prescription. If you need another prescription, you'd go back. Yeah, it may stink, and you may have to pay another copay, but you're like, you know what, I could go and get a prescription if I need to. Now this idea that you can't get a prescription, you're going to want to hoard. You're going to want to start to make a stockpile. We're going to see people getting broken into. Yeah, I told you, is it Walmart that's going to give a packet of gel that you could add to your narcotic prescription so when you don't use it all, you can make them inert? Nobody's going to use that because if they have a bottle of prescription, they're going to hold on to that like it's gold. Hopefully they don't get mugged. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, researchers at Istanbul Medical University believe that aspirin could cure erectile dysfunction. And a pill a day may actually work as well as Viagra and even be cheaper. They looked at 184 men, 70% of them, whose average age was only 48 years old, could not achieve an erection. By the end, they found their, quote, erectile function score went up from 14.3 out of 30, which is less than 50%, to 21.3, more than 75%. And apparently there's a universally accepted index of erectile function scale. Have you guys ever stood on that scale? Anyway. And they say that these statistics are very similar to what we see with Viagra, between 48% and 81%. They say the groundbreaking study is the first to assess how therapy to thin platelets in the blood could impact erectile dysfunction, despite previous studies linking arousal issues with high platelet volume. So thinning the platelets, or thinning the blood, so to speak, okay, clotting factors, may improve flow, which does make sense. Now, lead author Dr. Zeki Bayraktar of Istanbul Medical University explained that some men have a larger platelet volume than others. Those larger platelets produce more thromboxane. Thromboxane may be a blocking agent to circulation. So they looked at 120 men taking aspirin, 64 men taking placebo. Then during the six-week treatment plan, they were routinely asked two questions. Were you able to insert your organ into your partner? Did the erection last long enough for you to have successful intercourse? And all the participants started with similar answers. 50% said yes to the first question, as did 51% for the aspirin. But then with the second question, in terms of remaining long enough to have intercourse, that's when we saw a huge difference. 88.3% said yes if they took aspirin. So, what does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean we want you to start taking aspirin, because for some people that could cause stomach issues, GI bleed, etc. But for those people taking an aspirin a day for diabetes or high blood pressure or coronary artery disease, maybe there's some additional effects. Dr. Darshan Patel, Division of Urology at the University of Utah School of Medicine, said although the study adds to the growing body of evidence linking endothelial dysfunction to erectile dysfunction, the results must be reproduced prior to drawing conclusions regarding aspirin therapy. You know, erectile dysfunction has been studied a lot, big thanks to pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer coming out with Viagra, and companies, you know, with Levitra, Cialis, etc. Having these drugs on the market, and I've said, if you ever go to a doctor just asking for Viagra and you've never met the doctor, that doctor should be asking you about your heart and checking your heart. And if he doesn't, or she doesn't, get a new medical provider. Because if you are having blood flow issues going to the penis, then you probably have blood flow issues affecting the heart and affecting the brain. That's just what happens. So what we recommend is, before you, not that we're worried about you having sex, you know, and getting a heart attack, we are worried that you may have issues in other vessels. Everybody seems to think, okay, well, if I have a problem with my foot, it's just my foot. No, if you have a problem with your foot, let's say you have foot pain, okay, maybe that's indicative of something else going on in your body. Just like if you're having poor blood flow to the penis, you probably could have poor blood flow to other parts of your body. And you do not want poor blood flow to the heart, to the brain. What about the eyes? Is there a link between erectile dysfunction and issues with your eyes? Who knows, maybe. So smaller blood vessels could be in trouble. Those with diabetes, those with high blood pressure, could be more at risk. Those with high cholesterol could be more at risk. And so I really, really commend the companies that, the pharmaceutical companies that have made these medications, because it brought people to the doctor that usually wouldn't go. The average man did not want to go to the doctor. They'd go to the doctor if they were sick, but they wouldn't walk into a doctor's office healthy. Viagra did that. Viagra brought, got you out of your car and made you stop by a doctor's office. So we were able to detect that you had heart disease before you had the heart attack. We were able to talk to you about your smoking. We were able to recommend some tests. I know some of you guys are like, you see, you are in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. No, we're not. Okay? I don't make any money from the pharmaceutical companies. But what I do get a huge satisfaction of is preventing somebody from dying. And if you were ever having a heart attack, and we would have never known it because you never would have gone to the doctor unless you were sick, you know, and we could prevent that, like my father. My father was healthy until the day he died. Why? Because he didn't go to the doctor. So the day he died of a massive heart attack. Nobody ever diagnosed him with coronary artery disease because he never got that diagnosed. Never wanted to be diagnosed. I don't want an EKG. Don't put stupid things on me. Go away. So he didn't get an EKG. If he got an EKG, we probably would have seen he had heart issues. So, now, does the average man discuss, right? Do we have a lot of men undiagnosed with erectile dysfunction? Absolutely. Some men will say, look, I've been married to my wife for 25, 30 years. Can you blame me? And then what I have to do is I have to say, okay, well, if you saw, I don't know, maybe not Pamela Anderson anymore, but if you saw, I don't know who guys think is hot now, Tom Brady's wife, I don't know. Who do guys think is hot? Who's supposed to be super hot? Manny, who do guys think is hot like now? Oh, he doesn't want to answer that because I think he's married.
Maybe, I don't know, Beyonce's still on the list.
Yeah. Yo, Beyonce, yeah, she's hot. Who else? Let me see. I can't really think. Well, anyway, so if you ask the guy, okay, what about Beyonce? Does that help you get, you know, get an erection or whatever? They go, oh, yeah, that, I could get that within 2 seconds. Then we know, okay, there's probably not an erectile dysfunction issue. But not the average person, you know, tests that. So there's a good chance that there's a lot of men out there that because they're not having sex, they're in sexless marriages, you know, they don't really get to watch porn. So, you know, out of sight, out of mind, may actually have some medical issues going on that are not being diagnosed. Now, some of you men are saying, trust me, you know, we know. Okay, then good. Have you gone to the doctor about it? Have you talked to anybody about it? No, because I'm not using it. If I'm not using it, why is it a big deal? Because, again, it's not about the sex. It's about your heart. Do all men wake up with a morning erection? No. It's common. If you don't do that anymore, check your heart. Check your testosterone. So just because you're not having sex or you're in a sexless marriage, which is really a shame, and I feel bad for you guys. That stinks, you know? If my husband and I ever have sexless times, it's because he's asking for no sex, okay? It's not me. He's like, honey, I'll pass. You know, it's not the hair on the legs. It's just, you know, it's the weather outside. I'm like, really? Because I can shave my legs. No, it's okay. It's not really going to help that much anyway. Your legs are really white and veiny. Those varicose veins turn me off. I got varicose veins? Yeah, you do. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. We are being told that fewer Americans are getting herpes. Herpes infection rates are dropping way down. 12% of adults were infected with genital herpes in 2015 to 2016, down from 18% in 1999 to 2000. Really? A fifth? Almost a fifth of adults would have herpes back in the late 90s? And type 1 is also going down. 48% of Americans had type 1 herpes, which is down from 16%. So the report tells us that our two most prevalent viruses in the U.S. population, herpes 1 and 2, are steadily declining. Very good. It's because I think we're not kissing as much. I don't know what it is. But that's good news. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.